We turn now to Mahmoud Ayoub, a professor of Islamic studies at Temple University in Philadelphia. Professor Ayoub believes that the Pope's visit to Turkey will do little to repair the damage caused by his remarks describing Islam as violent.
The trip to Turkey will not help to repair things because he is ostensibly going to Turkey, or now in Turkey, not really to rebuild bridges, but to build bridges with the Orthodox Church. He is essentially going to visit the Patriarch in Constantinople, which has some nationalist repercussions for Turks. Pope Benedict, he is certainly a conservative pope, and I don't think that he can do more than expressing regrets as he did, because for a man of his stature, it would be difficult to apologize as such, particularly when, at least in official circumstances, the Pope is infallible.
So you're suggesting that there's really nothing that Pope Benedict can do to repair this damage? And that,
no, I think it should be done by his advisors, by the Office of Interfaith Dialogue at the Vatican.
And how would they go about doing it?
They are doing, actually, because I am in contact with some of them. There are moderate voices, good voices.
I wonder if it might be helpful if both sides acknowledge that their religions have been used to justify violence against others and to force conversions in the past, even though that might not be the doctrine of either religion at present.
I think that that would be very useful, because certainly the Catholic Church itself has not had a glorious history. And of course, the Muslims had their share of violence and still do. So I don't think that anybody can afford to throw stones at the other's house, because all our houses are eventually made of the same glass. I want to also add here, I think that popes come and go, and many of them assume the office at a rather advanced age. So we live with this pope until we see what happens later. What else can we say?
Well, it sounds like you might be hoping that Pope Benedict's reign is not that long.
No, may he live long. It's not for me to decide. The pope, any pope, is both a religious leader, but also a politician, the head of a state. There is no doubt that John Paul II earned the respect of many Muslims for his political stances. Pope Benedict XVI has not really done much to show the same humanistic attitude that John Paul II did.
Thank you very much, Professor Ayoub.
Thank you.
Mahmoud Ayoub is professor of Islamic studies and comparative religion at Temple University in Philadelphia.